Welcome to the Days of Praise podcast, a daily devotional by the Institute for Creation Research.
Fearless leadership. Only be strong and very courageous, that you may observe to do according to all the law. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may prosper wherever you go. Joshua 1:7. God expects his appointed leaders to cultivate both inner and outer strength. God's leaders must have both physical strength and spiritual courage. These comparative terms are cited together in 18 different passages of the Old Testament, always to emphasize the need for both. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart, all you that hope in the Lord. Although bodily exercise is of little profit, our body is the temple of the Holy Spirit and should be kept strong for God's work. Spiritual courage tends to be weakened when the physical body is weakened. God's leaders need both strength and courage to obey God's call and be successful in the ministry. The Apostle Paul was shaken by such physical torment that we were pressed out of measure, above strength, insomuch that we despaired even of life. But God delivered us from so great a death. Human weariness can rob us of the well-doing that would otherwise reap success. God is certainly the source of every good and perfect gift, including our physical strength. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us, that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man.
If you've enjoyed today's devotional, be sure to subscribe to the Days of Praise podcast on iTunes. And please rate and review this podcast so more listeners can find us. To support ICR's ministry, visit icr.org/donate. Your gift of any amount helps us reach others with biblical truth and encouragement. Thanks for listening. We hope you will start each day with Days of Praise.